brand new item on the program we want to talk about today. Jaime's Haberdashery in St. Paul, 400 St. Peter Street in St. Paul. And with us on the phone from Jaime's is Anthony. Morning, Anthony.
Hey, Reed.
How are you?
Coming to you live off the press.
What's that?
Coming to you live right off the press in the back room.
Right off the press in the back room.
Press and close, yep.
Press and close. Oh, okay. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Jaime's Haberdashery in the heart of downtown St. Paul, located in the historic Ham Building, right on that the parkway, among the districts of the best restaurants, theaters, premier hotels. And I think just about everybody knows what a haberdashery is. But for those who don't, or those who, well, I kind of know, why don't you explain it?
Well, the haberdashery concept comes from an old school way of selling and merchandising product that the gentleman would buy. It's a haberdashery is just a term used to describe a shop that would carry accessories for men, be it pocket watches, knives, ties, pocket squares, that sort of items.
So pretty much everything there that a gentleman would want to have them looking their best, feeling their best, suits, ties, trousers, accessories.
Right, cigars, haircuts, and shaves.
I have to mention hats.
And hats, yeah. The hats are a big deal for us. We go through and are known for our hats in a season where we go through a lot of hats.
There are so few places, number one, to buy a hat, and number two, to buy a quality hat.
Right.
And whether it's a fedora, a Homburg, you name it, you have it, and they're the quality hats, and you can actually help folks who come in looking for a particular type of hat. You know, what are you going to wear it with? What kind of suit? What kind of top coat?
Right.
Whatever. Or they want something more formal. They want something a little more casual.
Right.
You can help them out on that.
It just seems like the hat has been overlooked for a long time, but as far as a utility item, I mean, it keeps you warm in the winter and cool in the summer, and it helps prevent skin cancer, too.
And the one nice thing is with the fedoras that you carry in stock, I mean, you know, people can select the width of the, is it the width of the brim?
We always say match the shoulder to the brim. So we always, we fit the hats to the face and to the shoulder. And that really dictates the size of the brim.
Well, I actually think hats for men are actually, well, they've always been in style, but they're becoming more popular again now. More and more people you see in the news, whether they be politicians or stars,
right,
are wearing them now.
Pop culture really drives style and fashion. We're a real traditional, classic traditional shop, so, you know, the country gentleman, you know, is never going to leave the home without his hat. And that's the perspective we take. Don't leave home without your hat.
Don't leave home without it.
That's right.
Let's talk about the grooming services you have at the barbershop and shave parlor.
Mm-hmm. I have two master barbers on staff. And we do haircuts and shaves all week long. And, boy, we do full wedding parties. We'll get a wedding party in that we'll do 8 to 10 shaves in a setting. We'll order them some beer and some appetizers, and they hang out and they talk, and they get their neckline cleaned up, their hair cleaned up, and it's full grooming services here at Jaime's.
And extremely priced right. You know, a lot of people think, oh, boy, you know, to go to a place to, you know, get a haircut and a shave. And it's not, haircut and a shave is not two bits anymore, like in the old expression. But the prices are very reasonable.
Yeah, the prices are reasonable, and we validate parking. So when you come on down to downtown St. Paul, you don't have to be afraid of pulling in and trying to find a place to park. We make it easy for you to park at the Lawson ramp right downtown St. Paul, and we do validate parking. So that $28 haircut, or that $30 shave becomes real affordable when you don't have to pay an extra $5 to $6 to park.
And of course, you have the full line of grooming supplies from Truefit and Hill.
Yeah, what a wonderful product line to have at the store. Something that has a royal warrant on it from the Queen of England, and the product goes back over 200 years in the making. So yeah, it's a privilege and an honor to have such a well-realized product that's a natural product in our store.
Leather and shoe services available, from shoe shine to boot shine, two-color shine. You can work on suede shoes.
If you got a broken sole, we'll fix it.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. We'll get you shiny and ready to go. And we got a shoe repair program with George's Shoes out of Grand Avenue. They've been wonderful to us, and we do shoe repair with them. So it's a full-service shoe shop, too. So.
And we talked just briefly about suits, sports coats, shirts, but you make custom shirts for folks.
Right. You know, in today's world, when we're seeing manufacturing prices coming down, we're finding that this made-to-measure, made-to-order concept is really coming back from the golden era of the 1920s and 30s, when it was available to the masses. That's the only way you could get a shirt, is to have someone make you one. Well, it's back, and we're able to take measurements off your body and make it fit you real nice. And I think that the day of wanting something, desiring something that's handmade, is now affordable again.
You know, when I go out to buy a dress shirt, and I'm a little over 6'3", and I have a 17.5-inch neck and a 37 sleeve, and if I can find it in a store, I can put two other people in it as well as myself.
Yeah, we have a tendency to overcut in Western concepts for making things. We overcut large things, and really we're seeing a trimming down. We're seeing more people keeping in better shape. We're seeing more people paying attention to the details of the wardrobe, where they want a better fit. And so our guys are a little more select, and they say, hey, you know, make me something that's, I'm so tired of the big baggy, make me look good. And we do.
Tell us, and we've got your website up on our website, and we have a link to it as well. So folks can take a look at it and see all the services you provide, and some of the great pictures. Describe a little bit of what people are going to see when they walk into the haberdashery.
Well, I mean, I think that people drive from all over the five-state area to come in and look at our store. The ambiance, the feeling of the store, the soft woods, these wonderful brass fittings infused with antiques that are historically correct, and people love looking at the antiques. And so it's very much a step back in time, so that you can have that experience. You can feel that sense of attention to detail. Our staff is knowledgeable. The store is shoppable. The items that we have to offer the general public are affordable. So you add all those things up, and it becomes a Hyamese experience. It's a wonderful place to shop and a wonderful place to come visit.
Hyamese Haberdashery, 400 St. Peter Street in St. Paul, and again on the web at www.hyamese, that's HEIMIES.com. We also have a link on our Facebook. Anthony, thank you so much for taking time to chat with me this morning.
I've enjoyed it. I'll talk to you real soon, Reed.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Take care.
You too.